The Chemical Reporter.
Hi, it's me again, Jeff, your Chemical Reporter. Today's question comes from Thomas in the town of Gera-Berg in central Germany. He wants to know, what are liquid crystals? After the advent of liquid crystal displays, or LCDs, everybody nowadays has at least heard the term liquid crystal. The high-tech screens are everywhere, in computer monitors, cell phones, digital cameras, and calculators. When you touch the screen on a laptop, you might have noticed that something inside it moves. Those are liquid crystals. At first, the name seems a little confusing. Is the substance in an LCD a solid like a crystal, or a fluid, as the name implies? In a crystal, every single atom or molecule is fixed firmly in place within a framework. It's a matrix that adheres to strict, structural rules. The molecules in a fluid, on the other hand, are in constant movement, swirling freely through space. Liquid crystals are a little bit of both. Some of their characteristics come from crystals, some from fluids. The molecules in an LCD screen resemble small rods that link together to form a regular, predictable arrangement. But liquid crystal structures aren't part of a rigid underlying matrix cemented in place by firm molecular bonds, as is the case with a crystal. Its molecules can still move freely, as they do in a fluid. Besides the self-ordering characteristics, liquid crystals have a couple of other useful qualities. Light is able to pass through one, and the crystal can even be convinced to turn it on or off. It works like this. To construct a simple LCD like those found in pocket calculators, you first sandwich the liquid crystals between two transparent panes of glass and twist them in opposite directions. That forces the rod-shaped molecules to form tiny structures that resemble spiral staircases. There also has to be a light filter coating on the outer surface of each pane, a screen shot through with lots and lots of tiny slits. Light is a kind of radiation that oscillates at many different frequencies, and a light filter brings order to the chaos by only allowing waves to pass that can fit through the slits. The two filters, which you can think of as entry and exit doors for the light passing through an LCD, are perpendicular to each other. In other words, one door has slits that are vertical, the other has slits that are horizontal. When light falls into the entry door, it climbs up the spiral liquid crystal staircase and exits through the door on top without stopping. That means that a point of light appears at that point on the LCD display. In its ground state, a computer screen is therefore, so to say, lighted up completely. The same with a pocket calculator screen, which appears light gray. But if you zap a liquid crystal with a pulse of electricity, then it changes the shape of the spiral staircase. The light can no longer twist its way up, and the slit at the exit no longer allows it to pass. The screen therefore remains dark at that point. When you press the number 3 on a pocket calculator, for example, what you're actually telling it to do is block the light to 5 segments of the display. And it's easy to see the dark areas against the lighted gray background. Whoa! Time for lights out here. It's been a long day. See you again next time, though. Until then, this is Jeff, the Chemical Reporter, signing out.
Do you have a question concerning chemistry in your everyday life?
Ask the Chemical Reporter and send an email to
chemicalreporter@basf.com.
BASF, the chemical company.